USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The people have spoken in Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race.
We will change the trajectory of this commonwealth. And friends, we are going to start that transformation on day one.
Governor-elect Youngkin is a businessman with degrees from Rice and Harvard Universities. He will assume the position January 15, 2022. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros 7-0 to win the World Series in Houston, Texas on Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The gubernatorial race in New Jersey remained too close to call. Both candidates held off declaring victory, saying they'll wait until every vote is counted. Minneapolis, Minnesota voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department. The measure called for replacing MPD with a new Department of Public Safety. It was rejected by voters with 56% against the measure. How much is the turkey going to be this year at Thanksgiving?
There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in costs this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his first bid for public office, Republican Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe.
When I told you on that fateful Friday afternoon that a conviction had come over my heart to go serve Virginians, you did respond. You responded with grace. You responded with support. You responded with unconditional love. Thank you. Thank you. I also have to thank my amazing kids, because I'm not sure that they were all on board at the beginning. So, guys, I want to thank you, Grant, Anna, John, Thomas. John, thank you over in Dublin. I love you guys. And I want to thank my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. My fellow Virginians, we stand here this morning at this defining moment that, yes, started with two people on a walk.
We'll have more throughout the morning. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.